Blog Talk Radio.
Good Thursday morning, everybody, and you were tuned into At the Quarter Pole. Everybody, I am Eddie the Hat. You were tuned in to At the Quarter Pole on Thursday morning, February 4th, 2021. Thank you for joining us, whether it be live or if you've stumbled upon us in our archive files. We thank you for taking the time out and spending time with us. And that's it, I guess. We've got some good stuff for you this morning. Like we usually do, and I just want to remind everybody that we are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com, and check out the website, guys, gals, because we got some pretty good stuff coming through at Santa Anita thus far this meeting. We've hit a couple of pick fives, a couple of pick fours. Nothing really to write home about, honestly, but they've definitely covered the cost of the ticket, and putting a little bit of cash in everybody's wallet that way, as well as our bankroll plays and all that good stuff that we offer with our Horse Racing Report Plus selections. Check us out, horseracing-selections.com. While you're there, take an opportunity to sign up for our weekly email that goes out every Thursday morning. And the email is kind of a little recap of what happened the week before, also looking ahead to the races this for the upcoming week. And if you sign up for the first time, you can take 15% off your first order. You'll get a coupon that you can use if you decide that you want to purchase any products for us. But the newsletter is totally free, so go ahead and sign up for that. And also, all of our podcasts are free of charge, and we just want to, we enjoy doing it. We enjoy talking horse racing, and there's no doubt about that. Been in the business for 40-plus years professionally and non-professionally. Basically grew up out at Santa Anita in the infield weekends and, with picnicking with the family. Back in the days when the track drew 60, 50, 60,000 on the weekends regularly and approached the 80,000 mark, believe it or not, on some select days. Those days are long gone, huh? We hope that that you enjoy the podcasts and the free newsletter that we offer. And when you're ready, step up to the plate and get involved with what we have to offer. Horseracing-selections.com. All right. Got a few things to talk about. Actually more than a few. Occasionally we get some interesting emails from some folks asking, how should I bet? I've never been to the track before. Those are my favorites. I've never been to the races before. Obviously, if you're in California, you can go to the races right now. Live fans are still They're still not allowing because of COVID. So, you know, I guess interest has kind of peaked a little bit with people betting online. And, how do I bet? How do I do this? How do I do that? So I guess if you are a newbie or, a wet behind the ear rookie, hey, that's great. Nothing wrong with that. Just because I started when I was 9 years old making show wagers in the infield, I'm kind of an anomaly, I don't even know what the what the correct pronunciation is. I'm kind of a different case study, I guess you'd say. But I tell people if you are out at the track, which we can't do right now, but when the time comes that everybody is able to go back out there, when you go to the track for the first time or any time, enjoy yourself. I mean, that's utmost, obviously. Just kind of soak in everything. Go to the paddock. Go to Clocker's Corner during the races. Watch the horses at the top of the stretch. Go down to the finish line. Watch the horses at the finish line. Just kind of take everything in and just enjoy it. And watching the horses get saddled, watching them in the walking ring, there's nothing like it, folks, quite frankly. I mean, you can go to a baseball game or a football game and sit in the stands an hour before the game starts and watch the players warm up. And you know what I say about that? Well, God, big deal. I can barely see everybody. At the track, that's not the case. You're up close. You can see these horses. You can feel the energy when they walk by you. And that's the first thing to do. And the second thing is to take out an amount of money, and that can be $10, $20, $100, whatever you can afford to lose. Okay, now it sounds weird, but whatever the amount of money is that you can afford to lose, use that as your betting bankroll and just have fun. Learn the game. Learn the different types of wagers. I tell people that have never been to the track for the first time when they go out is to, bet horses across the board, win, place, and show. Leave the exotics alone for later. Don't get too immersed in the trifectas and the superfectas and the exactas. If you like, maybe dabble in the daily doubles, the early daily double, the rolling daily doubles, if they're offered, sure. For $2, you can, do that. But at first, just, for a little bit, stay away from the pick fives, pick fours, kind of learn what's going on, get your feet wet just with the basic wagering, and then graduate later on to the trifectas, the superfectas, and good luck with the super high five. But if you want to indulge in that, that's great. But the key thing is when you wager, either it's via your computer, your laptop, your desktop, your cell phone, or when we're allowed to go back out again in person, just enjoy yourself. Take all the sights in. That's the best advice I can give you. All right, so anyway, and of course, as always, whether or not you're a client or not, we welcome all questions, and all you need to do is visit the website, horseracing-selections.com, contact us that way, or, believe it or not, you can actually call us live. When was the last time you were able to call any service live? Number 702-720-2910. And call us during normal business hours. We're not going to try to sell you anything. If you got a question, give us a call. Or you can email us at customersupport at eddiethehatwins.com. It's that simple, all right? And, you know, we know what it's like to be new, and it's confusing. It's confusing. A couple months ago, we had a client for the first time purchased our Horse Racing Report Plus Selections and called us on the phone, and I spoke to him. It was, you know, I had the I was at the office at the time. Of course, that's where I'm at all the time now because we can't go to the track. And a guy said, "Hey, I just got your report. Now what?" He had no idea what to do. He was betting online through TVG and had just opened up an account on TVG and was ready to start betting. And he had no idea what to do. So first question we asked him, okay, you know, how much are you planning on wagering today? You know, $50. So we helped him. We designed the plan for him and helped him get through the day. So feel free to do the same thing. Again, 702-720-2910. Or if you're a little shy, you can contact us email at customersupport@eddiethehatwins.com. All right, let's take a walk down to the paddock. We'll give you the standings as they are through today. And obviously going into tomorrow, Friday, and we got some pretty good stuff for you the next couple of days. Saturday's card they drew yesterday, it looks really good. 10 races on Saturday. And but let's get to the jockey and trainer standings and the owner standings right now. And currently leading the way is Juan Hernandez with 25 wins. Umberto Rispoli with 21. Joel Rosario and Abel Cedillo each tied with 17. Flavian Pratt with 15. That's a little bit of a surprise. A little bit of a surprise. He's 10 back, but I don't think that's gonna hold much longer. I think he's going to get really hot. And interesting, he's only had 94 mounts compared to Hernandez, who's got 118. So Ricardo Gonzalez with 8. Mario Gutierrez and Tyler Bays with 7. Jessica Pfeiffer with 6. And Tiago Pereira rounds it out with 5. Doug O'Neill leads the trainers with 12 wins. Peter Miller and Bob Baffert tied with 10. John Sadler with 8. Mark Glatt and Phil D'Amato tied with 7. Richard Baltas, Mike Pipey, and Steve Knapp knotted together with 6. And Carla Gaines rounds it out with 5. The owners, we have a tie atop the leaderboard. Redham Racing and Ruiz Racing each tied with 4. So congratulations to everybody who just had their name mentioned, because you're having a pretty darn good start at the Santa Anita meeting. And believe it or not, it's still relatively new out there at Santa Anita. Even with a three-day week, race week, it doesn't seem that they've been racing all that long out there. So a lot of good racing to come, and I think it's pretty safe to say it starts on Saturday with 4 stakes races, and we'll get to that in a little bit. All right, before we take our break, I just want to remind everybody, too, about our podcast schedule. Everything starts on Thursday morning at the quarter pole from 6:30 to 7 a.m., then we come back with you on Saturday morning for Horse Racing Today from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time. And then on Sunday, we wrap up the week with At the Wire, and we give you Trip and Trouble Horses right out of my notebook. These are awesome for future plays down the road, we'll give you some good horses. Just recently, Basil Flavor at 1440 came back off of our horse to watch list and cashed a couple weeks ago. So 1440 on Basil Flavor off of our horse to watch list. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have more of At the Quarter Pole. This is your cue go refresh that adult beverage of choice, and we'll be right back. Thursday morning by horseracing-selections.com. All right. Where were we? We left off with the owner, trainer, and jockey standings. So that means it's time to check out some post positions. As we mentioned on previous shows, folks, the rail, which was dull and practically non-existent, has come to life as we figured it would be. So the rail is not the death trap that it was earlier in the meet, unless you're sprinting on the turf at a mile and under. And if you are at five and a half, six and a half on the grass, well, I don't think they've had five and five and a half dash turf races, but we're looking at six and a half on the flat now. There's no downhill anymore at 6.5. But you want to kind of be very leery of betting a horse sprinting on the turf at a mile and under with a 6% win rate, 2 for 32 currently. No bueno, as one of my trainer friends used to say. And basically, if you are turf routing at a mile and over, the 9-hole is 0 for 22. 0 for 22 in the 9-hole. Now, the 10-hole is 3 for 11 with 27%. So why is the 9-hole 0 for 22? Anyway, we bring this up again for people who need to maybe pare down their exotic wagers. If you're looking at a pick five, a pick four, pick six, and we've all done this, you put together what you think is a dynamite ticket, and you think, oh boy, I'm going to hit this today. And then you look at what it's going to cost you, and then you, oh, there's no way in the world that I can afford this. So I need to start paring back. I need to start eliminating horses to make the ticket more affordable. Post positions are the best way to do that, guys. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll even be saying it on my at my funeral. This is the way to pare down the cost of your ticket. Why is the 9-hole 0 for 22 and the 10-hole is hitting at 27%? Don't know. Don't know. But that's the way it is. That's why they're called stats. Also, if you're sprinting on the main track under a mile, the 7-hole is 0 for 34. 0 for 34. Now that's, you know, the 8-hole, 3 for 21, 14%, and the 9-hole, 5 for 16, 31%. But I'll tell you, if you're going to bet a 7, if you've got a ticket, let's say it's six and a half furlongs, and you need to get rid of a horse, and one of the horses that you've used on your ticket is coming out of the 7-hole, That's a good start, isn't it? 0 for 34. All right. Main track routes, a little bit more fair. Really no bias there. The 8 hole is 0 for 10 now, you know. But when you look at something 0 for 34, you got to ask yourself, what's going on with that? And then the turf sprints, of course, and the turf routes are a little bit more fairer. They blend in a little bit better, except for the rail, on the turf sprints under a mile. Turf routes, an interesting stat, the 9-hole is 0 for 22. Again, I don't know why this is, but, you know, keep that in mind when you're doing your wagering. I don't know what to say other than the fact that the stats, they do speak for themselves. All right. As far as the claims go, there was a horse that ran last week named Ian Glass in the 4th race on Sunday. This was a monster horse. Was given to our clients as a release. And he did not disappoint. Was coming in from, I believe it was back east. Maybe Kentucky. I don't have his information in front of me anymore. However, they're a real gutty win. This horse battled back from the rail. He was passed at the 16th pole and looked like he was going to run a very comfortable second. But as soon as this horse came up alongside of him, the rival on the outside and kind of started to put him away, this guy dug right back in and fought all the way, grinded it out to get his head down at the wire from the fence. 8 claims were in for him, and he now goes to the Steve Miotti stable. So this is definitely a horse that we're going to want to keep an eye on. Yeah, it was a $25,000 claimer, certainly nothing special, but it just goes to show you that when this guy name dropped the entry box and people started giving him a little bit of a look-see, the owners and the trainers, he was very popular. 8 claims on Ian Glass. That's going to be a horse that we're all going to want to follow. Trust me. All right. Jump ahead to Saturday's card. Well, look, before we do that, let's talk a little bit about tomorrow's card, Friday. Interesting. Kind of a light card as far as entries go, but it's not a bad card. In other words, there are a few opportunities here that we're looking at that might be able to produce some decent price horses, and that sometimes is difficult to do in a short horse field when you're looking at 5 or 6 horses. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw several, 10, 15, $16 horses on Friday. Now, if you're going to be planning on wagering, keep in mind that the Pick 6 single-ticket jackpot is now at $843,235.98. I needed to say that twice because I get excited whenever I look at an amount like that. $843,235.98. If you're the lone ticket to hit the Pick 6 on Friday, that amount will be added to your take-home pay. What do I say about that? Good luck, because I don't think that there's going to be a single-ticket winner on Friday. However, to wet your whistle and to get you excited, there is a mandatory payout on the Pick 6 on Saturday. That is going to be huge, folks. Because I guarantee you that on a Saturday, with that amount of money up for grabs, it's going to bring everybody out of the woodwork, and everybody is going to be trying to nail that down, and well, for good reason, because almost $1 million. All right, Saturday's card: 10 races on Saturday. First post is at 12 noon. Remember that, because of the 10 races, 12 noon, first post. There are four feature races on Saturday. Not going to get too deep into them now because we're going to be talking about them over, on the show on Saturday. But anyway, the third race is the Las Virgenes. This is a grade three, $200,000 a race. And the distance there is a flat mile on the main track. Turn the page to the fourth race. Then we have the mile and a quarter on the grass, San Marcos, grade two, $200,000 race. And that is a really nice looking field there. And I'm turning the pages right now as we speak to the seventh race. And there we have the San Vicente. This is seven furlongs on the main track, grade two, $200,000 race. And then the eighth race, a mile on the turf, the Thunder Road, grade three, $100,000. And that is the lineup for Saturday. And past performances, guys, are available. I always encourage handicappers and clients to work ahead. If you get the past performances for Friday, folks, they draw on Sunday normally. So that gives you all week. Even if you can only do one race at a time, it always behooves, me anyway, to stay ahead so that you're not rushed. Take your time, go through the races, and, of course, yesterday they drew for Saturday. So work ahead so that you're not rushed and, you won't overlook anything. So the past performances are out. No excuse. Start your homework as soon as possible. All right. We're going to give you a free play for tomorrow. I know that's why you come here. You don't like to listen to me ramble. And that's why I give you the free play at the end of the show, so that you have to listen. I know I'm mean. But anyway, we do like a horse. Well, I would say he's probably out of a 10. He's probably a solid 6, maybe a low 7. We're looking at a man of my stature in the third race. This is the number 4 horse. Came in from Woodbine last time, New Year's Day, and showed improved speed, which is something that he hadn't done in Woodbine. And so, Flavian Pratt is sticking with him. He's taken a small dip in class to the $50,000 level. Now, we like this. We like this because he's had four races, and with one runner-up effort, he's been gelded. And the connections aren't given up on him yet, but they realize, okay, maybe he's not what we thought he was going to be. So we need to drop him a little bit in class, and we like that. We don't like owners when they take them from a maiden special weight and drop them to 20, because it's like, okay, quite frankly, they've given up on them. And, but that's not the case here. So with a race under his belt, he's coming back at the same distance, a little bit slighter, less competition. Blinkers are coming off, first time gelding. And so we think a man of my stature is a good bet, and we're suggesting a couple of bucks to win in place on him in the third race tomorrow at Santa Anita. All right, that's going to do it for us this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Quick reminder, you're not going to want to miss this weekend. It's a solid card. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com to get up and running. We'll give you our horse racing report plus selections. And also, don't forget, we'll be back with you Saturday morning, Horse Racing Today, from 8 to 8:30 a.m. Folks, there's only two things left to do. Cash some tickets tomorrow out at the racetrack. Racing resumes at 12:30 p.m. The other, have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be talking to you again soon.